So let's talk all these celebrities moving to Australia. There's been an influx.
Oh, my God, it's overwhelming.
And they're still coming. We're talking Russell Crowe after 8 o'clock, but he's already here.
He's here doing great things in New South Wales, which is brilliant. So Hugh Jackman has returned home.
Welcome home, Hugh.
He is back in New South Wales.
Would love to have you on the show. Been chasing you for years. Notoriously hard to get an interview with Hugh.
Don't know why he's here, though. I mean, he has moved. Apparently, he's moved back from New York. He's currently in quarantine. But no one knows why. Like, surely there's a movie role or, like, a big deal, something that Hugh Jackman has relocated for, surely.
Is he quarantining in hotel or is he doing it in his Sydney mansion or something like that?
That's a great question.
Get a little exemption and get to do it somewhere fancy. Oh. Yes, there you go. I thought that might be the case.
Fancy home.
Yeah, at his own house in Bondi is where Hugh is.
Hey.
That is very unfair, is it not? Come on.
Oh,
why? Because he's a celebrity. He gets to do it at his house.
Yeah.
Come on. You choose to be overseas. You have to do the hotel quarantine.
He's doing the quarantine. I mean, he's locked in his house.
Yeah, but I don't think everyone gets that option, do they? They don't get to say.
Get Gladys on the phone.
Yeah.
Let's ask her.
I'd love Gladys on the show. She's as hard to get as Hugh Jackman at the moment.
Quick speculation about why Hugh Jackman is here.
Yes.
And if this isn't happening, I'll be highly disappointed. But remember the movie The Greatest Showman with Hugh Jackman and Zac Efron, who are both in New South Wales right now? The Greatest Showman Part 2.
Has there been any talk of that?
Absolutely not, but I'm starting the talk now. I'm planting the seed. I'm starting a rumour. Oh. It's the best
movie ever. I tried to watch it. Didn't like it.
Yeah. Oh, my God. That physically gave me pain when you said that.
I also haven't liked a musical since Grease.
Okay.
So I'm probably the wrong person to talk to.
You're not the demo.
Not my thing.
No.
But
that's my thought.
So there's not a number two. There's no talk of that. Okay.
No one has ever mentioned a sequel to The Greatest Showman except for me this morning on this show.
Put that out there.
But they could do it because Zac and Hugh Jackman are in the same state in the world.
What about Hugh Jackman in the Big Brother house VIP? That'd be a huge get.
That'd be amazing.
Very unlikely, but a huge get.
I don't feel like Hugh Jackman is a Big Brother VIP candidate. I don't think he's the caliber of person that they're looking for in Big Brother VIP.
He's not campaigning like me, is he?
No. Charlotte Crosby, though.
Yeah.
Charlotte Crosby.
Definitely.
Who, what does she do?
She's the queen of reality TV.
She's done all of the shows now, but was the original Jersey Shore.
Geordie Shore.
Which is the UK one.
That's right.
Yeah. So she's done every reality show. She's here without her boyfriend for a quote-unquote solo project, according to her Instagram story. Rumour is she's going to be a judge on The Masked Singer, maybe? Don't know. That's the rumour I've heard.
Or could be a singer on The Masked Singer, maybe.
Can she sing?
I don't think you need to be able to sing for that show. I think they auto-tune it pretty bad.
Pipes.
Yeah, but they always find the surprise ones that you didn't know were the singers. So I think she will be involved in some way in that show. She did the I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here. Could also end up in the Big Brother house.
She could end up on BBVIP. Wait, just quickly.
What if she tries to hook up with me in there?
She won't.
What if she tries, though? She's only human.
Yeah, maybe that's why they're not going to put you in the Big Brother house, Gaundy, because you're too much of a temptation. Hey, can we just...
I'm married, Charlotte, just so you know, okay? I'm putting that out there.
She's got a boyfriend,
too. I know, I'm just saying. Put it on the record.
Can we just circle back to The Masked Singer and Hugh Jackman? Sorry, why did we not connect those dots? Hugh Jackman can sing.
Oh, yeah.
He could be in The Masked Singer.
Could see that. Yeah, could see that for sure. Again, he's a big, big name.
Exactly.
He doesn't... No, but he doesn't have to do those shows. It's Hugh.
But he'd be in a mask the whole time, and that would be appealing for him because he is a bit incognito.
I'll say this again, a great get if they can get Hugh. If they can get him to do that, that is huge.
Do you know what?
Well done.
He might not be here to work at all. He might just be like, I'm just going to kick around with my family.
Yeah,
have a good time.
We're living the life here in Australia. Let's go to the one that you were way more excited than anyone that's been mentioned so far and any celebrity that's been to Australia in the last 6 months.
Not even dealing with this news.
And this is that Neil Patrick Harris is coming to Australia.
Oh, my God.
So this is Barney from How I Met Your Mother. We've got one of the classic lines here.
Time will heal a broken heart, but not that bitch's window.
Do you guys love this guy?
Not only is he Barney Stinson from How I Met Your Mother, he's Doogie Howser MD from Doogie Howser MD. He also had this show in America called Best Show Ever, and it was sort of like an entertainment-y talk show thing where he would do challenges with other celebrities, and he is the ultimate celebrity. He's so funny, he's so entertaining, and he's confirmed to be a judge on Australia's Got Talent.
So where's he now? Is he in quarantine? Is he doing quarantine to get into the country at the moment?
God, you can quarantine wherever you want, Neil Patrick Harris. Uh-huh. You can do whatever you
want. What do you love so much about him? Because you guys legitimately lost your mind about him this morning.
I don't know why I love him so much. I think it's because I've seen him, like, he was a kid in Doogie Howser, and then he evolved into this Barney Stinson character, and he did How I Met Your Mother for a decade, and then he just, like, surpassed all of that too, and he's just become Neil Patrick Harris. Did you see the stitch up he did on The American Voice?
No, haven't watched that.
Oh my God!
Is that one for Google?
He got into like a full-blown character, like prosthetic costume, and stitched up Adam Levine and all of the voice judges as like some obscure European contestant.
I think I did see that.
It was like the original Masked Singer. That's probably where they got the idea from the show from.
What if he's in the Big Brother house?
I want to be in the Big Brother house then.
What if he tries to hit on me as well? I mean, he's only human.
Well, and he's gay. Yeah. So, I mean, you're probably his type.
Ooh.
Take your pick, Gaundy.
Here we go, guys.
Slim pickings.